So if I turn this on, it's just gonna play it.
Okay, that works.
Compton was the American dream. Sunny California, with a palm tree in the front yard, the camper, the boat. Temptingly close to the Los Angeles ghetto in the 50s and 60s, it became the black American dream. Open housing paved the way, and middle-class blacks flooded into the city. Whites don't buy houses in Compton anymore. Now, with 7% of the population, black power is the fact of life. From banks to bowling alleys. But the dream that many blacks thought they were buying has turned sour. Though the mayor and four out of five city councilmen are black, they have been unable to solve the problems of crime and growing welfare, which is slowly turning suburban Compton into an extension of the black inner city. Crime is now as high as the ghetto. 47 homicides last year gave Compton one of the highest per capita rates in the country. Juvenile gang activity, muggings, small robberies make some blacks want to leave.
Come on.
One hand on the nine, all eyes on me. Murder, 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 murder. Call 911, emergency. Hands up in the air for the world to see. It's murder, it's murder, murder, murder.
Murderless, murder, listen. Hit us a burning weapon, tinted windows right at your wife. And a few missiles. We load up Pro Tools and we load a clip in both trays. That's one left and one in the right hand, Scotty pit both ways. Been doing drive-by, got this music industry timeline looking like Rose Grands. When these niggas throw up the signs, I'm talking about the bottom where it's high crime. I'm just trying to get paid to keep the thighs high. Sometimes I feel like I could just bury him. Rest in delirium, that's a stare on the scarier area. I'm very aware hip-hop needed something to carry it. So I married their bitches from down in that chariot. And you way too fucking close, beware the barrier. This is Hub City, nigga, don't make us embarrass you. Now you should be realistic, these niggas round here ballistic. We did the numbers and you looking like another statistic.
This is all these times to streets. One hand on the nine, all eyes on me. Murder. It's murder, it's murder. Call 911, emergency. Hands up in the air for the world to see. It's murder, it's murder, 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 murder.
Live in a project building, dodging the module ceilings. I ride in a stolen G-Ride with the eyes of five blind men. My vision
corrupted.
Mama tried counseling, five grand kindred. My family ties that sabotage Rosecrans existence. Aliens or civilians, they paid me a visit.
Disgusting.
Stadiums packed, Raiders in black, curls dripping, silver bullet, palladium in my strap.
I lie on the side of a one-way street.
I hope and no can walk the tightest rope before the double dutch broke. Plenty records with this weapon, I protect it under oath. My discretion, fuck your blessing, fuck your life, fuck your hope, fuck your mama, fuck your daddy, fuck your dead homie, fuck the world. Love when we came up, this Compton on me.
Funny how they fall back on me. I used to get a call back on me. Before the money, they didn't see me like a
it's dark and it's all black, homie. But now they switching cause the card black, homie. It wasn't always that way. We was recording on a 4-track, homie. No apartment, no fridge, no mattress, no table, no cable. And all I hear is my girl in my ear. And this nigga Easy asking for his car back, homie. I would've never saw this happening from that far back, homie. But it came to be, would've never believed. Living the life I live in CBT. A motherfucking dream to reality is what you call that, homie. Yeah, it was something to me. No eat, no sleep, what nothing to me. Can't always be how you want it to be. And I'm the one they looking up to. Fuck the expectancy.
And it all falls back on me.
Send it all.
Sometimes, somehow, it falls back on me.
And it always falls right back on me.
No matter where we are, no matter what we do, it's on me.
It's always back on me.
If it was up to you, it's just the way it's always gonna be.
And how it always was. DJing parties in my neighborhood just for the love. Dope dealers over tipping and bitches stripping.
Any minute niggas can start tripping and start shit.
On any given day I'm like, what the fuck? Face down on the pavement with the billy clubs. Took that feeling to the studio and queued it up. And now it's fucked the police all up in the club. Now it's 91 and Snoop Dogg came to visit and was like, what up cuz, let me show you what this chronic like. Couldn't help myself, just had to dip into that chronic life. And then that night came in, when that nigga night came. Whoa. This one of them dreams you don't wake up from. Then again, you don't sleep if you come from where I come from. When the sunshine and they bust nines. No 9 plus 1, 1. When they run up on your school bus with a 2-truck, you might learn something.
And it all falls back on me. Somehow it all falls back on me. No matter where we are, no matter what we're doing, it's on me. If it was up to you, that's just the way it's always gonna be.
Songs about how he's under a lot of pressure. All right, sure. I mean, I bet.
What the fuck is that? I don't know.
that's some fucking Charles Manson right here. Oh, oh.
Wow! So strangely efficient!
Come on, come on, come on! Don't even think I got it on my business. Motherfucker, come on, come on, come on! Yeah! Full clip, ammunition. You don't wanna deal with these fucking consequences.
Fuck boys, shit, tighten up a whole lot. I got some niggas with me down for running up in your spot. And these niggas got hatchets and ratchets. Some of them labels up under the mattress. As a matter of fact, this is a chance to show my life's up to the max. But chances are, I might get another negative reaction. Think I'm a fraction, but I fuck someone like battery ass. I give a fuck what you think, nigga. This is my passion. Survive through the time, you know my name, you know my reputation. Know what it is, I don't need to get no explanation. When you say my fucking name, add exclamation. Los Angeles King, make your bitch bring crap. It's me and Trey. Don't like it? You can let me get quiet. It's an act, but my bank account won't say.
Fuck you!
Respect it from SoCal out to the bank. Just a lot of checks this morning. Guess the day, good day.
Now we'll leave it down. And wake up to gunshots in this crazy town. Now, ooh, good morning. And a sleepless return to follow.
Now this is what the fuck is up, doing this for my city. Comptown hugs, my fucking committee. Shout out to Dub C, real nigga been with me. See walking on these niggas with a crease in them dickies. You know how many nights I heard them sparks echo in the park. Around this time I was spinning records at Eve After Dark. My city crazy, school girls used to play with that jaw. Same strong police shoes to outline niggas we lost. You understand what I'm saying? Shit is crazy. Fuck the money, yo, this shit could never change. These new niggas in this bitch can never face me. I know it's strange, but I'm some real shit. It's playing this day. I'm just having some fucking fun with this rap shit. Nigga, what a attitude. Still getting f***ed in this industry. To me, it feels a little plastic. I ain't heard nothing that I ain't considered classy. And this is for my niggas who been running with me. And everybody in this bitch to stop their gunning for me. And I got love for my people that stay 100 with me. Keep it A1, been that way since day one.
Now I'll leave it down. And wake up to gunshots in this crazy town. Now, ooh, good morning. And a sleepless will join the falling. So I leave it down. And wake up to gunshots in this crazy town. Now, ooh, good.
And a sleepless will join the falling.
Drop, make it sing, sing, sing. Well, I make the body get classy. Stretch, classy.
Yeah.
my influence run
like the ocean. Don't get it fucked up.
Away from home. I ain't been home that long.
This whole album is kind of crazy.
Feels like you're drowning, don't you?
It's real.
About 100 miles down, and I don't know how to tell you.
Wow.
Should've never jumped in if you can't swim. Oh my God. What's a lifeguard when you need
one? Motherfucker, no, I started from out of dark up every bottle, mixing that with someone. Let my mama knew I had a problem. Wasn't thinking right, but now we're looking for a dollar. Putting quarter pieces in the black of peace and make it holla, holla. No release in me, I got the beast in me. I just holla. Keep the decency of making TNT my product. I'm a CEO, MPTO, innovator, energizer. In the city, pulling flies to that bitch on our pilot. Yet. I don't give a fuck about your parallel. All I care about is wearing out your area. I'm coming out your uncle buddies when I catch you walking out your parents' house.
Don't get it fucked up.
I got fucked up trying to park his tour bus. Got no what's what. Who's who? Living in the LA County Zoo. Pick him off like a big dog. Motherfucker, who? Once upon a time, I shot a nigga on accident. I tried to kill him, but I guess I needed more practice in it. That's when I realized begging money for everybody. Switching up, be my enemy or the sheriff got me. They liable to bury him. They nominated 60 carries. They worry him to death, but he no vegetarian. The beef is on his breath and air. The drama better than the great white nigga. This is life in my aquarium.
Don't get it fucked up.
Been away from home. I ain't been home that long.
Shooters for high, 'cause you don't want it. I have you like I
better back the fuck up.
So I try that weak shit with.
You are now not in the presence of nice guys.
It's fucking hurting, baby, hurting, baby, hurting, baby. I'm trying to hurt it, baby, hurting, baby, hurting, baby. I know you hurt me, baby. Feel like I'm going crazy. Fucking hurt me, baby.
Run, run, run. The cops almost got me. It's another teardrop, another motherfucking body. Another fucking body.
That's how I remember it. Yeah, dipping to the liquor store. Nine of my khaki script trying to get at me. My red Impala pumping like acne. My sin trapped me. Been shot, robbed, stabbed, chased, don't stop. Jabbed by S-cops. Degenerate niggas with rags. Disintegrate niggas with enemy. Dome shots like Kennedy. Slugs dripping with Hennessy. Got murderous tennis.
And if you don't know where the fuck they got me from, Martin Scorsese when I pull out my gun.
Scarface, car chase. Tell me how your blood tastes. Action baby mama shit. Tell you how blood tastes. Basket case. Still I'm back with Dre. Wait, I never left. Run up in beats, bitch. Better say Compton. Produced by a billion in this motherfucker. Still smoking. Dre, we need a ceiling in this motherfucker.
Compton.
They killing in this motherfucker. They drilling in this motherfucker. Lock the door. They stealing in this motherfucker. No chains, no reins. This my home. Nigga, this hell city, no fly zone. Niggas pull out burners, start breaking like turbo and ozone.
This is a pretty good fucking record, man. Shit.
Made with chili all on your Frito Lays. Where we dream of Montego Bay, but all we got is a swap meet. Where the cops meet, go bang bang. These blood stains on that concrete.
He's getting verses out of people that just like don't sound like their average fucking style, and just like they are fucking bending their fucking shit music the way that you should. And it's like super intro. It doesn't sound like. Like, Dr. Dre is an old-ass man at this point, you know, right? So, it would be real easy to, like, come out in a really interesting way. Imagine if it was just this album about smoking weed and fucking, and occasionally shooting for it, you know? Like, it wouldn't work. I mean, you know, you certainly can get your guest artists...
Is in the hood talking all that shit when they bring it up on them little bunny bros. All they be talking money saying nothing. Niggas be talking, ain't no fit on hickle my nigga. I'm sitting in the foot, even the bitch, she get hit in the truck. Look, so this for my boo.
Up to the nigga win.
All black at the white party. I'm looking like dog, can be sorry. Try me. Spin that nigga that spin that day. It's like a motherfucking hobby.
Yeah.
If you on that bullshit, nigga, better fly that shit from the bottom of this bitch. You made it out of that shit. And that's why we on top of this motherfucker, the territory.
Turn around and round.
Shit with that money.
Yeah.
Even though I don't see no shit crazy.
Just let go.
Ride, ride, till the motherfucking wheels fall off of this bitch.
Yeah.
But I'm never stopping my pop.
Oh no! These numbers don't lie. But your love is superficial. It's a simple shit.
You need to pay attention to.
Thank you.
suspicious.
You make it sound so fictitious.
Believe me, I know the difference.
I got some words for you niggas.
The definition of
listen up. I've been where you going 3 times and plus. Big houses, cars, jewelry, bad bitches all around this motherfucker. I seen it all, and guess what? It's the
satisfaction. You feel me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying. I know some niggas just like that. Run ass niggas, man. Really ain't got no bucks like that. Stuck like that. It's cool if you cool with getting love like that. Flash down to Southside Raleigh. You'll be running out of luck like that. What I mean by that is why your name always in these rental records. Spending rent money, getting that bottle service up to your section. You leased your car, leased your house, leased your spouse. No, she leaving if you run out of paper. It might be smashing your neighbor. I know you think you a star, cause followers click in. Guess your ambition is to keep up with social tradition. Like sneaker shopping, some of you niggas is fucking sickening. Cause you'll take your soul out. Just so you can fit in.
Yep, I'm still on that potion. And all these random niggas fake as fuck, and I'm still getting noticed.
Goddamn, man, how we supposed to handle this shit, cuz? Everything we build, these niggas done dismantle this shit, cuz.
We gotta get back to that reason, that's on the dub. Another lesson from your Uncle Snoop.
What?
I'm just stating the facts. Don't get no realer than that.
Should be too hard, my nigga. It's supposed to be like a layup. Should be so hard to be yourself.
My nigga, wake up, stay up, pay up, straight up, kick up. What up,
lay up, yup.
My life is all authentic. That's why I'm going way up.
It's satisfaction fictitious.
Your happiness is made up.
Living in fear, but I'm holding it tight.
Damn!
you.
Why the fuck are they after me? Maybe because I'm a bastard. Maybe because of the way my hair grows naturally. Trying to figure out why the fuck I'm full of rage. I think I noticed this bullshit right around the fifth grade. Paraphernalia in my locker right next to the switchblade. Nothing but pussy on my mind and some plans of getting paid. But I'm a product of the system raised on government aid. And I knew just how to react when it was time for that raid. Just a young black man from Compton, wondering who could save us. And could barely read the sentences the justice system gave us. So many rental cars with bricks, I think they probably funded Avis. Some of us wasn't talents, but some of us use our talents. Not all of us criminals, but cops be yelling, stay back, nigga. We need a little bit of payback. Don't treat me like an animal, cause all this shit is flammable. Don't fuck around, cause when it's done, it's done.
Can
fuck you,
those
fuck you.
It's been going on since back in the day,
man.
But that'll make it okay. And the white folks tell me all the looting and the shooting's insane.
I ain't trying to hear it,
but you don't know how I pay.
Come on.
And please don't come around these cars. Tell me that we all a bunch of animals. Every time they wanna turn the cameras on, it's only fucking shit out.
Come on.
And please don't come around these cars. Tell me that we all a bunch of animals. Faded blue jeans, no tricks, no gimmicks. I be stomping down, 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 down demons. Rolling up trees in the belly of the beast. Where the people disagree, the upper class eat. Middle don't exist, the bottom of the beat. Glad I got my sticks. When you jumping on the fat, laying in the ditch, I be stomping down demons. Stomping down quick. And the old folks tell me it's been going on since back in the day. But that'll make it okay. And the white folks tell me all the looting and the shooting's insane. But you don't know how I pay.
Come on.
And please don't come around these cars. They tell me that we all a bunch of animals. Every time they wanna turn the cameras on, it's only fucking shit out.
Come on.
And please don't come around these cars. They tell me that we all a bunch of animals. Every time they wanna turn the cameras on, it's only fucking shit out. Come on, come on, come on.
Yeah, this is DJ motherfucking Premier.
Not Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre.
What? Primo?
Yeah, we fucking shit up.
No, we don't play no games here. Motherfucker, please.
Aftermath.
One of the reasons that me and you clinch. We don't lose, I always win. Let's face it, you basic boy.
Vanilla.
Vanilla.
Professional winners.
Vanilla.
Thank you. In the beginning, a few of the people who had a problem, I was this good scoff. I just shook off, probably reminded you of the first time you saw Tiger Woods golf. Never thought about how much my race and nationality meant, but based on how I ascended, see how plain it was now, they want me to jet. No one really gave a fuck about my descent, till I took off, mistook me because I looked soft. But I stood tall, I just followed them. So I rose and grew balls, told these hoes to screw off. Decided opposing you was what I'm supposed to do. All I did was say what I'm feeling when the vocal booth calls and had you on pins and needles. When I spoke to you all, you felt my pain. It's almost like I poke poodoo dolls. And I hope my spirit haunts the studios when I'm gone. My picture jumps off a poster and just flows through the halls and fucking goes through the walls like the ghost of the Ross. Call my set at the mall, I get it and drama set it. I'm going in, already got an arm in hand. And whoever said words to this verse ain't heard me word on my give a fuck in my image. Even ends up taking a personal hit. Whoever I heard or whatever bridges I burned in this bitch. And whatever bitches feel like they getting, deserve what they getting. Whatever consequences come with every verse is worth it. So don't turn a beat on whose turn is it to get murdered on it. And here's to all the years I spent time with a line of overtime. Sure as the mold is blind in my mind, I'm still underground as a groundhog. And I'ma go for mine like a hole for road is trying to dig up some golden diamonds. A cold to find no sign of slowing these lines on my nines. I just load up the most minds and open fire with a closed mind. All I needed was someone to co-sign. Been a assault rifle with the sniper scope for this whole time. Day one, seven to blast. Just give me the order, I spray off. Pain in the ass, get shot in the ass with a paint gun. Ain't no one safe from non-believers, there ain't none. I even make the pictures I rep come. I'm waiting on someone to say something. Dre make the bass pump and let the tape go. For old time's sake, I spit it straight through. This is take one. The moment you're waiting for is coming.
Fame, fortune, it's not your forte. Fuck the world now, and I'm a foreplay. Got the orders. Go fuck yourself. Take two of these in the morning, overdose and kill yourself. Doctor's orders. Doctor's orders.
He even got a verse from Eminem that was fucking slower than his fucking weird bullshit fucking million miles a second style he's got right now.
I just need y'all to bear with me for a minute while I talk about the pages of my job. Listen up. I remember when I got started, my intention was to win. But a lot of shit changed since then. Some old friends became enemies in the quest of victory. But I made a vow, never let this shit get to me. I let it pass, so I consider that part of my history. And I'm strong financially, physically, mentally. I'm on a whole nother level. And don't forget that I came from the ghetto. So a new house for my moms, that's special. I let you go and shop until your feet get tired. In a new Benz just for you to ride in. When I didn't have it, you provided. Don't be surprised that I built an enterprise. And my house got a view of the city like a high rise. I'm just talking to my diary. I'm just talking to my diary. When I open up my book, I think about the world later. No ink in the pen, no lines on the paper. I'm just talking to my diary. I'm just talking to my diary. Sometimes when I got a lot of shit on my mind, I'm just staring at the sky. You probably thinking I'm high. I'm just talking to my diary. I'm just talking to my diary.
Now pump, blast that, a nigga having flashbacks.
I remember how it used to be.
Now my money like NASDAQ, my checks you can cash that.
I used to be a starving artist, so I would never starve an artist. This is my passion, it's where my heart is. It gets the hardest when I think about the dearly departed. Like the nigga I started with, I know Easy can see me now. Looking down through the clouds, and regardless, I know my nigga's still proud. It's been a while since we spoke, but you still my folks. We used to sit back, laugh, and joke. Now I remember when we used to do all-nighters. You in the booth and Cube in the corner writing. Where Ren at? Shout out to my nigga Yeller. Damn, I missed that. Shit, a nigga having flashbacks.
When I open up my book, I think about the world later. No ink in the pen, no lines on the paper.
I'm just talking to my diary.
I'm just talking to my diary.
Sometimes when I got a lot of shit on my mind, I'm just staring at the sky. You probably thinking I'm high.
I'm just talking to my diary.
I'm just talking to my diary.
was the American
This is dream. Weird. It's like sunny California. They put it out as a as a 3-hour file that appears to just be the album looping for 3 hours straight. Or a little over 3 hours. So I guess, you know, it's probably the album 3 times in a row. In a file that you then stream for, I don't know, I think it's up for like 6 hours or something. And then the stream gets yanked. And then the album goes on sale. It's a weird way to put out music, but content distribution's a fucking weird thing now. Think about that a lot lately, I guess. I was always thinking that, you know, as Paul Heyman talks about, right? You know, talking about ECW is having the product that was in demand, but, you know, running into problems with distribution channels and all that sort of stuff. You know, it's been... You know, if there had been an internet then, a way to independently distribute that sort of stuff, you know, it would have been, well, I mean, you wouldn't be able to do that, because, you know, it's, that pipeline didn't get created until there was suddenly, like, a fucking rush of content to fill it, and now there's so much shit everywhere all the time, and, people want it bite-sized, and easy, you know, which is, you know, obvious, right? That's pretty much how I want it, too. That's why albums don't matter as much as singles most of the time. Yeah, I was reading, I think Vox ran it. It was something about talking about how the internet of 2005 is dead. And, you know, lamenting the fate of a movie site that some guys spun out of AV Club. And how they were banking on long-form content and that sort of thing. It's true, you know, when you're competing in the kind of free internet it's very hard to grab someone's attention, you know, like, what the fuck is a website? Like, who cares about a website? You just, like, get the stuff. You know, are you a TV channel? Are you a, you know, like, a video? Are you, what are you distributing? Audio, video, text, you know, all of the above. Like, that's where we're at right now, you know. We put out all of it in our own weird way, you know. And some of it, you know, it's... Without subscribers, if we did not have that business, if we didn't have that stuff in place, you know, like, you know, you look at stuff like the movie side, the Dissolve, I think it's called. And you look at, you know, kind of with the way the rest of the internet is headed, and it wouldn't work, you know? Like, the video bandwidth costs alone for know, we put out a fucking 2-hour video, a rare replay, you know? The only way to fucking make that work is, you know, it's why everyone chops that shit up. It's like multiple reasons, because you get... people have to fucking opt in at every step, so you get an opportunity if they give up to where you don't have to spend that bandwidth money, whereas we do. And then, in addition to that, they can put an ad on every little hit. And, I mean, it would be the smart way to go, probably. I like long videos. I don't like part two of this, part three of this. We do it here and there, you know, sometimes. There's technical reasons, and also, you know, it's worth noting that that rare replay quick look fucking broke the site for some fucking random reason. We changed a bunch of video shit, or we, you know, some video shit got changed on us. A little bit before E3, and sometimes shit just ain't going to YouTube the way it seems. Like, we have it set so it automatically goes to YouTube, so we don't have to fucking worry about it, which is good, because, you know, we don't have a social media manager. I don't have a fucking person that I go like, your job is to make sure that everything goes up on YouTube just right. Or everything gets posted to Facebook just so. You know, we don't have that. And, you know, you can make a case for that being, like, valuable or whatever. But that wouldn't be, that probably wouldn't be the person I would add if I had one more spot, you know? So it's automated, you know, it's, you know, we check a box in our system, the same system that puts it up on the website, then pushes it to YouTube, and, you know, we can make changes or do what we need to do to the YouTube version there, and it propagates out, at least at publish time. After the fact, it's a fucking nightmare. And, you know, that's, you know, like, but it all comes back to, like, what is a website? You know, why would you go to a website? Or do people really want to go to a website? Or are there better ways to get that stuff out to people? And that's where it gets weird. You know, you end up with stuff like, you know, obviously, like, YouTube. Like, you know, your bandwidth costs for distributing video to YouTube are zero. They pay that cost. But if you're in the business of selling ads, your YouTube video means that YouTube gets a significant chunk of that money. And, you know, that's fine for most people. Like, you know, they're not going to be big enough to, you know, sell their own ads, or they're not going to want to sell their own ads. They're going to go through the exchanges. They're going to go through the YouTube. They're going to, you know, have other platforms sell those ads and that sort of stuff. This thing, you know, being part of a big company, like, they've got a big sales force. That's not to say that that big sales force is out there putting ads directly onto Giant Bomb. It's not big enough, really, in terms of volume compared to the other sites in the building. You know, it's an add-on thing. It's not that directly. So for us, it's the podcast model. For us, it's, you know, hey, we're going to do the radio host verbal mention style thing. Like, that's where it gets interesting for advertising. And the nice thing about that is it means that I'm involved to a point where I can, like, try to make it not shit for people. Try to make that stuff, like, not disgusting in the way that advertising can be sometimes. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, like, hey, the new Dr. Dre album is fucking exclusively on Apple's service. Sure. Everything's crazy and everything's up in the air now, you know? Like, not even, you know, you think about it in terms of just like, ah, TV fucking sucks. Like, who the fuck's watching TV? TV's going away. Like, eh. Maybe. Or, you know, or whatever, like, the way people watch TV is changing. The way people access information continues to change. The way people get stuff, legally or illegally. Like, there's going to be less and less resistance to getting it and filtering it and keeping track of it. And all that shit. I think that article talking about the internet of 2005 being dead is a little narrow-minded. It's picking and it's choosing and stuff. And, you know, it's discounting something like Grantland, which, you know, obviously is in flux because the head personality of that thing is gone or going or, you know, or whatever. You know, who knows what happens when you build something around personality and then that personality takes off. That's got to be fucking crazy. Like, what the fuck do you do with that thing? You just shut it down? I don't know. But, you know, like, you know, we're here doing our thing, you know, and we found a way to run and run a business through all this stuff. You know, in what would seem to be an unconventional way, you know, like, I look at it and you know, it's tempting, I think, you know, because of what we do and the way we do it, like, you look at it and go like, oh, you know, we should be comparing to video game sites and stuff like that, because we're sort of a video game site, and that's, like, sort of true in a sense, but like, really, we're a subscription video service, you know? Crunchyroll, you know, that you should look at something like, you know, like, pay attention to something like that, because that's a subscription video service. The WWE, you know, Glenn Beck has his thing, which is a subscription, you know, video service. And we're a very different thing, a very different business, and, you know, it's like everyone talks about the sky falling and how everyone only wants to read BuzzFeed-sized articles and blah, 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 and, like, that's built for an internet that is dependent on getting the most users possible to see a thing. That's not to say that we don't want that, too. I mean, you know, I want everyone to see what we do. And, you know, decide if they'd like to sign up, you know, or if they like what they see. You know, that's the whole point of it, is to get more people watching stuff. And hopefully they like it enough to help keep it going. And all that. But, you know, we can engage in that without having the core of what we do be poisoned by the mentality, you know, of the short form internet, of the viral internet, and that sort of stuff. And I don't know, you know, it's hard to maintain perspective on that sometimes. But yeah, it's easy to look at it and go like, man, advertising is failing. The whole internet's going down. We're done. Like, no, we're not even close to done. In a lot of ways, we are thriving right now. And it's been great. It's just, yeah, I don't know. It's just crazy out there, I guess. That Dr. Dre album's pretty good. And I wasn't even sure if I needed to be, like, a member to get it or whatever, but I signed up for the free trial today, figuring I'm eventually going to want to use that thing. So I guess it worked, right? I'm now directly putting money into Zane Lowe's pocket. All right, I'm home. I'm not going to be around tomorrow, so see you guys next week, actually. And, yeah. See ya.